This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The Supreme Court today recorded the Union Government's assurance that no fresh appointments will be made to Waqf Boards or the Central Waqf Council under the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 until the next hearing. The three-judge bench, led by Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, also noted that the status of existing Waqf properties, including those listed as Waqf by user, will remain unchanged for now. The Apex Court granted the centre 7 days to file a reply over the pleas filed against the Waqf Amendment Act, after which the petitioners will be granted 5 days to review the reply. The matter will now be heard on the 5th of next month. Due to the large number of petitions, the bench asked the petitioners to identify 5 lead cases to be heard, while the remaining may be treated as applications or considered disposed of. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with a delegation of Daudi Bohra community members at his residence at Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi. During the interaction, Bohra community members thanked the Prime Minister for bringing about the Waqf Amendment Act and said it was a long-pending demand. They also narrated their struggle and shared stories of how properties belonging to members of their community were wrongfully claimed by Waqf. Speaking about the benefit of the Act for their community, they said the Prime Minister has brought this Act not only for minorities, but for minority within minorities. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today questioned a recent ruling of the Supreme Court prescribing a timeline for the President to decide on the bills and said there cannot be a situation where court directs the President of India. He said the Apex Court can only interpret the Constitution. Addressing the 6th batch of Rajya Sabha interns at the Vice President's enclave in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar said India had not bargained for a democracy where judges will legislate, perform executive functions, and act as what he called the super parliament. He underlined that one has to be extremely sensitive while exercising power.
We have to be extremely sensitive. It is not a question of someone filing a review or not. We never bargained for democracy for this day. President being called upon to decide in a time-bound manner and, if not, becomes law. So we have judges who will legislate, who will perform executive functions, who will act as super parliament and absolutely have no accountability because law of the land does not apply to them.
India has asked Pakistan to take action against the perpetrators of the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks following the extradition of Tahawwur Hussain Rana. Briefing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the extradition of Rana serves as a reminder to Pakistan that it needs to bring to justice other perpetrators of the Mumbai attacks whom it continues to shield. He said Pakistan may try very hard, but its reputation as the epicenter of global terrorism will not diminish. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a comprehensive review meeting in New Delhi to assess the current status of the Yamuna River and discuss ongoing and future plans for its cleaning and rejuvenation. The agency-wise action plan to clean the river was reviewed in the meeting. The Enforcement Directorate ED today questioned for the 3rd consecutive day and recorded the statement of Robert Vadra in connection with an alleged money laundering case linked to a land deal in Haryana. He was questioned at the ED office in New Delhi. The case is related to purchase of land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. Union Minister for Chemicals and Fertilizers Jagat Prakash Nadda chaired a day-long Manthan Shivir organized in New Delhi to discuss fostering long-term development of the Indian chemical and petrochemical sector. During the meeting, Mr. Nadda emphasized the collective commitment to achieving long-term sustainable growth in the chemical sector and expressed confidence in the fact that while with the right approach, the country can build a more resilient and self-reliant industrial ecosystem. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing the target of 163 runs, Mumbai Indians were 55 for 1 in 6 overs against Sunrisers Hyderabad at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.